markets are continuing to tumble this morning after a week of uncertainty about world trade, fears of a recession, and not having any idea what the leader of the world's most powerful country will do next. The price of gold has hit a record high. Pascal Lamy is former Director General of the World Trade Organization and European Commissioner for Trade. Pascal Lamy, good morning, and thank you for taking our call again today.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
In your time with the WTO and in Europe, have you ever experienced a situation as volatile as this before?
No, frankly not. But we've never experienced a president of the US in our century that ever behaved like Mr. Trump. Of course, we had that in the 19th century once with President McKinley. We had this once in the 20th century with the famous Smoot-Hawley tariff, and both of these were catastrophes, by the way. We've got a third episode of that this time.
Why do you think Donald Trump paused his policy this week?
Well, that's the good news of the week. He paused because he bumped into economic reality, as some of us were expected would happen, either from the U.S. economy, inflation, a threat on growth. This time, the reaction came from bond markets, which have quite rapidly, seriously dented the U.S. financial credibility, and that's a big threat for the U.S. It's not organized as a retaliation like EU, China, India would do. It comes from people who invest on markets and who believe that at the end of the day, this is going to be so bad for the U.S. and as a consequence, bad for the world economy, that they expect interest rates at long-term rise. That's a very bad omen.
The EU has paused its reciprocal tariffs on the US. President Trump hasn't met yet with Ursula von der Leyen. J.D. Vance was very forthright in his less than warm feelings for the EU. If you were still an EU commissioner, what would you do? Would you fight or beg?
I think I would do what the EU did, while recognizing that Mr. Trump hates the EU as something he does not understand, because he's all about bilateral arm-twisting mafia-like taxing, or you'll have a big problem. But let's leave that aside. I think the EU is playing a solid retaliation if big tariffs were to be enforced, and also a possible negotiation, provided it is balanced, not caving in to pressure where you have to pay to get out of the pressure. But there is room for a transatlantic trade easing deal. It's complex because it's mostly about regulatory issues, and we've seen that the 0-for-0 tariff that the EU has proposed has been refused by Mr. Trump. But I think the EU for the moment did the right thing. They didn't shoot a priori, waiting a bit to see whether the US public opinion, Congress, financial markets, judges, the Supreme Court would act, and they did it right. They kept their powder dry, waiting for others to shoot. That was the right calculation. But we're still, of course, not out of the woods, because there remains a lot of uncertainties. We've seen, as you said, financial markets today remaining pretty bumpy, and because, I mean, investors don't like economic uncertainties. So we've had a stage in this huge conflict between EU and it's between US, sorry, and its trade partners. We're not out of the woods. Let's wait for the next episode. Keep our head cool, our options open. We in the EU have the necessary firepower in case Trump would seriously damage us.
The US has said it will devise a separate tariff to pharma, which would have a huge impact here. Is that feasible in your view?
course, what is not feasible is that the US would impose a different tariffs on different EU countries. The EU is a trade bloc, not since last week, not since 10 years ago. It's a trade bloc from the very beginning, where we were born, in a way, as a common market and as a customs union. So no way the US can hit EU countries individually. They can put whatever vagary comes to Mr. Trump on carrots or shares or beef. And of course, different EU countries will be impacted differently. Of course, if it's about medicines or beef, Ireland will be more affected than others. But we also have a solidarity within the EU,
yes,
that would allow whatever severely hit, specifically severely hit sector to be protected. And if necessary, there are a few budget lines in the Common Agricultural Policy budget, which, as you know, is quite a large one, to help farmers in Ireland or elsewhere to survive a bad custom moment with the US.
The world order that you operated in, the rules of trade and economics, do you think they're coming to an end with this US administration and the ones that could come after them?
No, I don't, because I look at numbers as trade people should. The US is 13% of world imports and 9% of world exports. This is not the end of the day. The rest can behave as they have all decided so far to do, that they have to trade between themselves according a rules-based system. The reality, I think, is that the US are for the moment outside of the system. They decide to surround themselves with a 25% tariff big fence. That will harm them. It will harm us as a second-round consequence. But I do not think globalization and a rule-based system are at stake. What is at stake is a folly in the US, which has to end as soon as possible.
Pascal Lamy, former Director General of the World Trade Organization and European Commissioner for Trade, thank you for speaking with us.